Hello there, Q. Another awesome episode of Anything Versus Everything coming your way. If you've ever wondered if it would be more useful to have a cave salamander or a bowl of ratatouille on a desert island, you're listening to the right podcast.
Well, you did better than I thought you would.
I could slightly read your handwriting that
It's interesting saying it's going to be an awesome podcast while you're fluffing the introductory line to the podcast.
What can I say? I don't want to set expectations too high because the rest of the podcast is always so good.
Yeah, exactly.
You just want to keep things level. Right, Alison, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Tobes. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad we're not so tired this time around.
We were going to do it this morning and then realised that was a bad idea and we have procrastinated to the point where we can procrastinate no longer, is what we would call this.
An urgent podcast, but hopefully that manic energy channels itself into some interesting ideas for...
Doesn't seem like us.
No.
Off-piste.
Depends how you define interesting. I mean, which do you want to do first? Do you want to list the challenges this time around?
Let's list the challenges first, shall we?
Okay, so to decide today... Now, I went to the shop...
No, just list them first. We'll just do the decide later.
Okay, we'll keep the reveal.
Yeah.
All right, so today we've got debate who would get chucked out of a hot air balloon. I believe you can provide some context to that.
Yeah, it's basically like it's a debate thing where you have to prove your worth, otherwise you get chucked out of the hot air balloon. Something to do with it. It's like sandbags, something. Basically, you get chucked out of a hot air balloon if you don't debate well enough.
Okay, cool. We've got I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So, for those who don't know, I don't know if this is a thing in other regions of the world. But basically, celebrities get flown out to kind of a remote island and they have to do challenges that generally involve eating insects and getting covered in tarantulas and things.
Embarrassing themselves on TV.
Yeah, embarrassing themselves. So you've got to be quite hard to do these ones. Yeah. We've got worst person to work with. So this would be like an office setting. That colleague that you just really can't get to grips with, no matter what they do. It's like, oh, come on.
I know one of those.
I didn't come here to be attacked, Alison. We've got best prankster. I'm thinking prankster though. That implies some kind of lightheartedness.
It's mischievous. It's not nasty.
A little rascal rather than a malicious.
The best kind of prank is one where everyone leaves laughing.
Exactly, Alison. You took the words out of my mouth. Who would get more sweets, trick or treating?
Yeah.
So I imagine that's about how scary you are, how good your costume would be. And who would scare the other the most? So that's really about how scary you are.
Yeah, I agree.
But also about the tolerance of the other person's...
I'm reading this now and I'm now thinking I probably should have chosen scarier, but what can you do?
Well, we might not land on it.
That's
so
true.
You never know.
I hope not.
Right, so...
Who have you got today then?
I have, of Sleepy Hollow fame, the Headless Horseman.
Okay.
So, I just immediately wiped you out of the Halloween challenges?
Yeah, I got for a beetle moth. I just saw it and I was like,
moths are quite frightening.
Some people don't like moths.
I like moths. I think they're quite cute, but at the same time, when you're kind of sat there, like it might be late at night, you're at the computer
and a moth flies onto
the screen and into your face.
Yeah.
You're like, oh gosh.
It's terrifying. And then they leave like this gold dust around. I think moths are amazing.
It does get scary.
It's a pretty big moth, so.
It's a big moth. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, let's see how that one goes.
How are we choosing today, Toby?
So, I went to the shop recently.
Yeah.
I went to Shamansbury's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were selling, it was 2-for-1 cauldrons.
Oh, yeah. Just give me one.
Yeah, you've got one as well.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I've delivered it to your house.
Okay.
So, they actually had... an offer with it where basically you get mix some potions, and they had a potion that you basically put things into the, you put scripts of text into the potion and it will whisper the decision out of it.
Is it like one of those ready made cans?
You just shake it up and pour it out into the cauldron, put it on gas mark 4. On the stove.
It's funny that we use a cauldron for that. Surely you could just go in a saucepan.
But I wanted to keep within the theme, you know.
Yeah, okay,
it's got to be a bit spooky.
Witchy,
and the saucepan's not very frightening or kind of eerie. Right, without further ado, if you've got the other ones, you just pop them in the cauldron now.
Okay, cool.
That's a very good sound effect, Alison.
Thanks.
But you can really hear it splashing around. Right, let's give it a stir. Give it a stir. Right.
Who?
Is it going to come up with an art?
Who would get more sweets, trick or treating?
Wow.
That's unnerving.
That's quite
that's
scary.
Really scary.
I don't think I'll buy that one again. No. I like the last one. I had a funny voice.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
I
you
tried
want to be friends with
this.
Your potions.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to be fighting
by them. Would you like to go first, or shall I?
I'll go first with this one. I've got a plan for my Halloween costume.
Okay.
I actually have... this is the only plan I've got so far. Basically, you know when a kid dresses up as a ghost?
Yeah.
When they just put a sheet over them, which is what I used to go as Halloween.
I actually did that for a Halloween party when I was 19.
Low effort, aren't
I you? Went as Elsa from Frozen in a children's costume. But it was so uncomfortable that I brought a backup costume, which was just a sheet with the holes cut into it.
At least you thought ahead, Toby. Yeah. I'm proud of you. So yeah, my idea would be, because I can fly, right?
Yeah.
I can have like a really light floaty one, and I'll just hover above everything else, and then the way that like my wings hover like that, it'll make the folds of the fabric all ghost out, so it'll look really spooky. And like, when you know when moths go like that,
yeah,
it's what make that noise. So that's going to be my ghost noise, is going like...
That's very ghostly.
And what I think I'll do is, in my little moth paws, I will hold some... you know, if you go to Poundland and you can get like a battery pack, and it's attached to like all those lights, like,
yeah, like
fairy lights.
Yeah,
like
back.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, 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 just for a pack. That's just a little one. And then I'll carry those underneath, so then it will give,
nice,
like the ghost an eerie glow. But
that's cool.
That's my first idea. I'll let you do yours first, because I think I can come up with more.
Okay, I'll give you a second wind later.
Yeah.
And you can come back with some. Maybe my ideas will inspire you. So Headless Horseman, I mean, instantly, that's a great costume, because you'd think you knew how it was done, but because of the proportions of the Headless Horseman actually not having a head,
yeah,
you would instantly be like, oh, that's actually incredibly well done.
I feel like
done.
You cheated somewhat using a Halloween character when half of these are Halloween, but go on.
I thought that was the idea, was to pick something scary. But yeah, so I think that the Headless Horseman, because it's depicted with a pumpkin, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got, yeah, for its head.
Quite often it holds the...
Yeah.
Like
the
jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
Under its arm. So I was thinking it could... Assuming that the pumpkin head feels no pain, assuming it is just still a pumpkin, maybe some kind of spooky demon pumpkin, but a pumpkin, carve out the top, hollow out, put a little plastic bag in there, and then...
That's going to be where you put
your
sweets.
That's where you get your sweets.
I knew
so,
that was going to be
so
okay.
So he can wear it on his head... Walk up, knock on the door. Oh, what an excellent costume. Oh my goodness. Pulls his head off.
Yeah, but the thing is, who would get more sweets? I wouldn't give sweets to that person. I'd call the police.
Well, that's an entirely different dilemma. Well, okay, let me at least conceptualise this, and then we can get down to the fine detail, the granular details. So, yeah, goes up to the door, pulls his head off. People hopefully put sweets in his head, and then put his head back on and like doff his cap, like maybe put the lid of the pumpkin back on and go like that.
But if you put a cap, if you super glued like an actual cap onto the lid of the pumpkin, it's two for one. Pull the lid off and then it's like it's doffing its cap at the same time.
Yeah,
but you'd have to be careful that the treats didn't fall out.
Yeah, but you could do that and show off the
treats. Yeah.
In fact, you could get to the door. Oh, crikey. Get to the door, pull off the hat.
Yeah.
And top
Wait, no,
of his
no,
pumpkin,
no.
And then go like that, and they can put sweets in his
this
head.
This is an audio only format.
Oh, yeah, go like
movement.
That. He was bowing, bowing down so that his head was at like hand level. Maybe get on one knee like a knight pledging allegiance.
I think so. I think, yeah, when he gets there, do that, because you need the shock value. You can't go in and doff your cap because the shock value's not there. They're just like, oh, what's going on? But if they're like, good costume, because he's on his knee, and then he doffs his cap.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you've got no head.
No.
That's creepy. And then they called the cops.
I was going to say, you've raised a very good point in the calling the police thing, because mine would be very scary if you saw it in person.
It would be.
And I also think that the Headless Horseman, if you're listening, I'm really sorry if this isn't true, probably smells quite bad and, like, generally...
What makes you say that?
Well, it's like a decaying old...
Oh, yeah, fair shout. Yeah, probably smells quite bad.
It will smell musty, at least.
Yeah, musty.
It's been around since, the 16th century.
He's probably is good friends with the moth, you know.
They would get along. They'd be a great trick-or-treat team.
Yeah, they would.
But, yeah, the police thing. Now, I was actually thinking as well, not just the police thing. It's... Have you ever had, like, an adult trick-or-treater come to your house?
I don't like, yeah, exactly.
Or, like, a late teenage trick-or-treater.
Mind.
And it's like, I love the effort. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. If you're going out trick-or-treating at that age, totally cool, totally fine.
Yeah.
But also your expectations should be lowered in people's responses to you, because people do view it as childish.
But the thing is, with trick-or-treating, what annoys me is when teenagers come to your door and they literally put, They literally just put a headband on with horns on. And trick-or-treating, it's like, no. You have an high effort costume.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking about that group of adults who really look down on people over the age of maybe 16 who still trick-or-treat.
Yeah, and
I don't think it's fair, personally, if you're putting the effort in.
A few hundred years old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I get the feeling
he's way past the people
who didn't call the police would still probably just close the door and just be laughed off.
I don't think anyone... I think maybe if someone was at, like, a Halloween party and they were drunk and they were like, and they were really drunk and they were having a good time. Yeah. If the Headless Horseman called maybe post 9 p.m. so people are, like, tipsy enough where this is not completely terrifying to them.
Yeah.
He has to... If I was a Headless Horseman, I would look for the houses with, like, the flashing lights and the music and, like, the party obviously going on. And I would wait till later, do it to those houses, and then I think they would be more generous with their sweets. Although drunk people, I think, will probably be giving you lots of different stuff, so I don't know if you'd get all the sweets, if it would be... They would
probably
just give you a drink.
Tiny, like, those miniature liqueurs.
Yeah, liqueurs, yeah, exactly.
And liquors.
And that doesn't count.
Yeah. So I mean, I think that's my whole argument, really, is I think when it works, it really works, but when it doesn't, it's quite bad. Like, I could get arrested, or I would get certainly shunned by the adults within the community that
I think so as
Ed
well.
Enforcement had chosen to trick or treat.
I've had another idea for what I'm gonna go as. I'm gonna be friends with a poodle who's dressed up as a moth, and he's going to have me on a lead. And I'm the poodle and he's the moth. So all we have to do with the poodle is get some like pipe cleaners and make some wings out of pipe cleaners, put them on the back of the poodle, and then we go trick-or-treating together.
I was going to raise the argument that, well, I don't think poodle moths are in the common knowledge. Like, I don't think poodle moths is something everyone would see and go, oh, that's a poodle moth. I understand this joke.
No, because it looks like a poodle. That's why it's called a poodle moth.
Yeah, no, I know what it looks like, but I don't know if people would understand immediately.
Yes, they would. However,
just the novelty factor here of seeing a dog walk a moth would override that anyway.
And the thing is, when we do these challenges, we assume that our character is like has a consciousness and it's got like its own like
it's a sentient
and, yeah
being.
It's a sentient it's being own... it's more sentient than the actual poodle moth would be.
We don't know that, but
so the poodle itself can be as unsentient as it likes to be. It could just be a poodle like doing poodle things like but basically I'll be leading the poodle on the lead, but it'll look like he's leading me. The only problem with this is we'd be quite low down.
Yes.
But what I can do is I can have the lead on a slack and then I can float right up so I'm at like eye level to the person and I'm like, hiya, waving. And they're like, oh, great costume. And then they look and I point down and then they're looking at the poodle like, oh my God, there's two of you here. And then that would be key.
How does a moth point down? I have to ask.
It's got tiny paws. I'll just go at that. It's not paws, I don't know what they call them, incense sticks.
Sticks.
Yeah, or incense legs. Yeah, they've got sticks for legs. And it'll point down, and then the purse will be like, oh goodness, what a cute dog. And then they'll be like, see, the problem here is, you can't give chocolate to dogs.
Yeah, but the dog doesn't have to eat. The dogs like walking. Dogs like getting out and about. They like a bit of excitement. So yeah. I think the dog would just do it for the fun of it.
Yeah, I'm just saying that we were trying to get them more sweets.
That's true.
And I don't know where I would put my sweet basket.
I was going to say that, actually, that raises a very, very important point, is storage.
Yeah.
I have a lot of storage in my head.
Yeah, you definitely have the best storage options.
Yeah.
You come with a basically ready-made storage
It's a
unit.
Big bowl.
Yeah, a big bowl. And it's Halloween-themed bowl as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd probably... what would I do? I don't know. I really don't know. I'd just have to have a plastic bag. You know when you go trick-or-treating and you've forgotten to buy yourself, like, a bowl, so you just take a plastic bag with you?
Yeah.
I think it would just be me in a Tesco bag. Which could double up as the outfit if I put it upside down. Ghost.
Wow.
So if the poodle moth thing, if they don't get the poodle moth thing, they don't understand that.
Spooky ghost.
Yeah, spooky ghost.
Spooky ghost time.
I think we both lost that one.
You would say that because I couldn't.
Yeah,
won
I think
that
you
one.
Actually did win that one. You actually did, I think.
And may I suggest as a title for this episode, spooky leg sticks, please.
Spooky leg sticks. I'm annoyed that you chose a Halloween character when the whole point was to make a Halloween costume. But
I didn't. We hadn't established.
Yeah,
just
well,
for the listeners, I know that people like to say I cheat in these podcasts, which I absolutely disagree with.
And you lose.
But yeah, no, I know I lose, but I won this one.
Well, what were the odds in it being this one? So we had trick or treating,
well,
scaredy
cat. One in six, isn't it? It's always one in six.
Yeah. You say that, but then one of the other ones was who would scare the other one the most. And then another one was best prankster.
Well, you
knew what these options
were
for going
prankster.
In.
A moth would be a better prankster.
So you've got no head. That you could literally make an entire episode of like of what's it or punked on it. It literally is a ready-made prank having no head.
I actually could. This is the headless horseman.
That was perfect. Well done. Yeah, you won that one, but I wouldn't call it a fair fight. But who do you think won, dear listener? Do you have any suggestions for the next battle arenas? And let us know on Twitter, Facebook, or Discord by searching Q Cards. Oh, Instagram as well, actually. And if you haven't already, don't forget to download Q Cards TCG today, where you can battle anything against everything.
Keep it Q. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. We battled some funny things. We really enjoyed all your time here, but now it's time to go.